Holy morning to allow us to remember who God is and when he does things. Like the song said, he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. So we have to remember that. Remember, time is in essence. We cannot rush God to do anything, and God does things based on how what we give, what he sees. If we're good steward over different things, if we're in a situation where we'll be able to handle things, this is how much he loves us. He loves us unconditionally, so he's never going to put us in a place where we will fail. So remember that. Let your word go today. Speak it out that God is an on-time God. He's never going to leave me nor forsake me. All those things are not going the way that I want them to go. Just know that God is my timekeeper, and he will deliver the things that he has for me. What God has for you, what he has for me, he will deliver them in the time that he feels that's best for you, in a time when you shall prosper and not fail, where you will be successful. Go back, look in your Bible, look and see how people had to sit and wait for certain things. But as the songwriter said, when Daniel was in the lion's den, Daniel was saved. God immediately went in there and saved him. You know why? Because Daniel had put some works in place. Daniel had put work in place. His work was in place and his faith was intact. So I sit and say to you today, decree and declare that God is an on-time God, and start speaking to your situation instead of crying about it. Start speaking positivity. Speak things as if they were. If you want a mansion, you live in a mansion. If you want 10 businesses, you speak that you have 10 businesses. Whatever the circumstances is, I may be going overboard, but one thing I'm learning in this season, not to put God in a small box, because God is such a big God that he cannot be contained. So I'm speaking things as if they were. This is one thing that I'm learning as I go. Every single day, I'm learning something new. Every single day, I'm building my confidence. I'm building to be a courageous person in the kingdom of God. So therefore, as much as God gives me more, that's how my mental goes. It goes bigger, it goes bigger, and it goes bigger. Because one thing I do know, that God is my protector, he's my shield, and he's not going to put me in a place where I shall fail. So again, I say good morning, hallelujah, praise the Lord. And God, we're just going to thank you on this morning, Father God, as we come before you, Lord. We come, Father God, just as we are, Lord Jesus, as we are right now, Father God, surrendering everything to you, Father God. Total surrenderance, Lord, withholding nothing to you from you this morning, Father God. Laying it all at your feet, Father God. Because, Lord, as we come to you this morning, Father God, we come to you empty, Lord Jesus, because we're expecting, Father God, for your Holy Spirit, Lord, to fill us back up, Lord Jesus. We're expecting, Father God, for your goodness and mercy to continue to carry us, Father God. We thank you, Father, and expecting, Lord, for your saving grace, Father God, to keep us keeping on, Father God. We're expecting this morning, Father God, for you to just move mountains for us to be able to go to those mountains, Lord Jesus, and move them out of our way, Father God. We're expecting, Father God, to walk on the heads of scorpions this morning, Father God. Not decreeing and declaring, Lord Jesus, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father God. We're decreeing and declaring, Lord Jesus, that we're in a high and mighty place, Father God, sheltered by you, Lord Jesus. We're decreeing and declaring, Father God, that our power surge will be so bright this morning, Father God, that a major illumination will come forth, Father God. We're decreeing and declaring this morning, Lord Jesus, that we came out of darkness. this, Father God. And we thank you, your Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For allowing us, thank you, Lord Jesus, to walk into your light this morning, Father God. We're decreeing and declaring, Father God, that this the land is yours, Father God. And we're here, Lord Jesus, to be faithful servants, Father God. We're here, Father God, to go into the harvest, Lord, and in this harvest time, Father God, and to reap, Lord Jesus, everything, Father God, that you, Lord Jesus, that you, Father God, based on our work, Father God, based on our sowing, Father God, that you are allowing us to reap, Father God. We know, Lord Jesus, that we're reaping good fruit, Father God. We're not reaping anything bitter, Lord Jesus, because you're not a bitter God, Father God. You are a God of love, Father God. You are a God of peace, Father God. You are a God of increase, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We decree and declare on this morning, Father God, increase, Father God. We decree and declare on this morning success, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that we are your faithful servants, Father God, and nothing and nobody, Father God, will hold us down, Father God. We decree and declare, Lord Jesus, that shackles, Father God, are being broken right now, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, anything, Father God, that's holding us down, that's keeping us from being closer to you, Father God, that they're being removed right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We're decreeing and declaring, Father God, that your word shall go forth in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. We're decreeing and declaring right now a transformation, Lord Jesus. We are no longer the same, Father God, that we're walking with you, Father God. We're talking with you, Father God. We're communing with you, Father God. We're just calling on the name of Jesus this morning, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for constantly, Lord Jesus, opening your arms, Father God, and receiving us in, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for never turning us away, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for being the doctor, Father God, when we're in the operating room, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being that provider, Father God, when we're homeless, Lord Jesus, when we're hungry, Lord Jesus, when we're clothless, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our provider. We thank you, Lord, for being a protector, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for being the judge, Father God, when we need exoneration, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for being that God, Lord Jesus, that just lets us know, Father God, if you draw nearer to me, Father God, if you draw nearer, then I would draw nearer to you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for just giving us the mindset this morning, Lord Jesus, to just call on you, Father, to say, Daddy, I need you, Lord Jesus, to say, Abba, don't forsake me this morning, Lord Jesus. We just thank you this morning, Lord Jesus. We praise your holy name this morning, Lord Jesus. We sit and we remove, we check anything, Lord Jesus, that's going to cause a hindrance in our lives, Father God, because we put on our war clothes this morning, Lord Jesus. We suited and we booted, Father God. We put on our full armor of God, Father God. We came before you this morning, Lord Jesus, asking you, Lord, for instructions. See, we knew to come to you and seek ye first, Lord Jesus, the kingdom of God, Father, before we started our day, Lord Jesus. Because we know, Father God, that it's your instructions and your instructions only, Lord Jesus, that's going to take us to the next place, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. We thank you for your grace, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for the people, Lord Jesus, that you placed in our lives, Father God. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for choosing me to be an assignment to somebody else, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your rod of correction, Lord Jesus. We thank you for your Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your understanding, Father God, your knowledge, Lord Jesus, that keeps us out of a dark place, Father God. We thank you for that light, Lord Jesus, that once we received it, Lord Jesus, that it would never extinguish itself, Lord Jesus. It would never be able to be in a place where it goes out, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father God. As we go on our day today, Father God, we command you, Lord Jesus, anything, Father God, that will sit and invade our ear gate, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we command them to be shut right now. Any lying tongue that may rise up against us, whether it's gossip, whether it's slander, in the name of Jesus, we shut the mouth right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Anything, Lord Jesus, that's not allowing us to look through your holy eyes, Father God, we ask you right now, Lord Jesus, to close it right now, Father God, because we want to come to you, Lord Jesus, as perfect as we possibly can, Lord Jesus, knowing, Father, that we are a work in progress, Father God, knowing, Father God, that we still got some things that we need to work on, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for allowing ourselves, Father God, not the next person, not our neighbor, Father God, but we look at ourselves, Father God, in the mirror, Lord Jesus, and we identify it. And we thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord Jesus, that is our identifier, Father God, that is our corrector, Father God, that is our instructor, our teacher, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are plugged into it, Father God, on this day, Lord Jesus. And as we come, Father God, as I previously stated, Lord, we come into you, Lord Jesus, withholding nothing, Lord Jesus, but in a place as we raise our hands up to you right now, Father, towards the heaven, Father God, in an area, Father God, in a place in our lives, Father God, where we're ready to receive, Father God, receive each and every blessing that you have for us, Father God. And on this day, Lord Jesus, we say amen, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the promises, Lord Jesus. And we say yes and amen, Father, to your promises, Father God. In Jesus' holy name, we say amen, amen, and amen. We just thank you on today. We just have to give God his highest praise, because if we don't, then we're sitting and we're holding back. And in this point in time right now, in this season, we're in a season where we're not withholding anything. And when I say not withholding anything, if you are a person that you're walking around with shame, I decree and declare right now that you raise your head up and you give it to God, because, see, God is not a God that deals with shame. Any and everything that you have been through in your life, what might have been, you may have caused it, but once you went to our Father, Abba, let's call him Abba on today, when you went to Abba and you said, Father, forgive me, you confessed those sins, you asked for forgiveness, you repented, Abba said, okay, job well done. Now let me lead you this way. Let me lead you that way. So whatever is nothing, you should, your shame, the shame that you have, should go up in a place of fame in the kingdom. In the kingdom. If you go back and you look into the Bible, each and every person that God used, every person from the Old Testament to the New Testament had a blemish. They had a blemish in their life. They had an issue. When I say blemish, it was an issue. They came from something. They had a past. See, God is not looking for a perfect person. God is looking for a person that will put their trust in him. They will be loyal to him. They will be committed to him. They will be dedicated to him. But most of all, they have the faith that's outside out of this world. I know the scriptures say it only takes a mustard seed, but I'm prone to believe that when you have that unstretchable faith, that faith that just can go no matter how far you got to keep walking, you still holding on to that faith, even though something has not happened in your life. One person in the Bible I love to talk about that had that type of faith, and that was Abraham. See, when God told Abraham that he would be father of many nations, Abraham was in 100 years old. He was weak. He was feeble. He nine times out of 10, he was tired. But one thing about Abraham, Abraham's strength was in his faith. Abraham's strength was in his trust with God. Abraham's strength was in his relationship with God. And see, God identified that. God identified no matter how long it took, Abraham was not going to be in a place where his faith would waver. And see, this is where we need to be today, because for the last couple of days, and now for a couple of months now, it has been stated that God has a blessing with your name on it. And see, you have to be, you, I, whoever you are, have to be into a place where you believe that that blessing with your name on it is going to manifest. We get caught up into situations. Sitting as I was talking about shame, I'm not worthy of this, or I've done this, my sin is too greater for this, my sin is this, or I'm too old to do this, or I can't get up, or I'm sick, I'm tired, I'm weary. But I'm gonna tell you something about God. See, Abraham should be your biggest hero when it comes to faith. When Abraham continued to walk on, he continued to work. We have to put that faith without works is dead. We continually have to work with our hands, work with our mind. You have to put yourself in a place where you're ready. You want to be successful. With the promises that God has given you, you have to put work with it. But most of all, your faith has to be unmovable. I don't care if it's been 20 years and God gave you a promise. You and God had an experience, whether it was on paper, whether a prophet came and told you. If God said it, it's going to happen. What you need to do is move yourself out of the way. We never know when God's timing is in our life, but we can sit and put ourselves in a place where we're able to work and show God that I can do the things that you want me to do. I am working towards the goal based on the promise that you have already given me. It also reminds me, I believe it's somewhere, and it is in Matthew, where God had the three servants three servants was given some talent, was given some money, and why the master went on a long trip. And see, one of them got five bags, another one got two, and the other one got one. But see, the one with the five bags, he sat and he sold. I'm going to paraphrase a little bit. He sold into other things. He invested the money into other things. As he returned, he received five more bags on top of what God had given him. The one with the two bags, he did the exact same thing and received two more bags. But the one with one bag, he was afraid. He was afraid. Nita, you know God talking to you on today. He was afraid to sit and move forward to what God had given him. So what took place was, that was taken away from him. What I'm here to tell you today, build yourself up. Take away. God is not a God of fear. God is not a God where he has you to be afraid. You should be fearful of him for what he can do, not for what man can do. You should have a reverential fear for God, because he is God all by himself, the great I am, but not because he has given you something and you refuse to be a good steward over what he has given you. The one with the one talent or bag, the one bag, he dug a hole and he put it in the ground and hid it and said, because he was saying I didn't have no faith, or basically I was just too lazy. I got too many other things going on in my life, so I didn't have time to tend to it. But I'm sitting here to tell you, baby, it's harvest time right now. So whatever God is getting ready to give to you, I suggest, or whatever he has already given to you, it's some of us sitting with things in our lives right now that God has given to us, and we sit there, we allow them to just pass away, the time to pass away. God has already made a provision for you. God has already set you in a place where you can be business owners. God has already put you in a place where you can have an increase in your income. God has put you in a place where if you choose to bless other people based on the things that he's already given you, but you just either too lazy or don't have enough faith in your life to believe, or maybe you don't even see what God has already blessed you with. So you end up like the one man with the one bag. One bag. You need to ask yourself today, what has God already given you? He has given you, the doors were open. Some people, doors were open. Some people, it's a crack there, and you're refusing. You're refusing because you're afraid. He of little faith. You are afraid to walk through that crack. You're afraid to put your hands or your feet on that crack and just move it, move that door a little bit wider so you can walk in it. I sit and tell you, whatever doors God opens, no man can shut. But what you need to do, what I need to do, I need to put myself in a place where I'm really in confidence in what God has. See, I can have the faith, but I may not have the confidence in myself to do what God has already given me. And this is where we need to be today. Again, this is the 10th month. It's a month of harvest. Whatever God has given you, whatever God has promised you, put yourself in a place right now. Show God that I am a faithful servant. Show God that I am a good steward over the little that you have given me, so you can receive blessings over blessings. Because one thing about God, God is going to give you what you put in. And if you have been a person that you've been sowing on good ground, I'm going to say that again, that you have been sowing on good ground, even as Apostle Temple spoke on yesterday, sowing into yourself. Just know the word of God says that he will return it back to you. But you have to be in a place, again, warning. You have to be into a place where you are willing to work. You cannot lay down. You cannot allow your past to beat you down. You may be an ex-convict. So what? You an ex-convict, a man. To God, you are a man. You, and to God, you are a woman that had a past, but you are a woman or a man that has a purpose now. That past turns into a purpose. Do not sit and lay down on what God has for you, because it is simply for you. It is designed. Jeremiah 29:11 tells you that he knows the plans for you, and your expected end is to be a good expected end. But you have to put the work in. And I'm not just talking about with your hands. I'm talking about you read, you meditating on the word day and night. You putting other things. You're turning Facebook off. You're turning as the world turns, days for tomorrow, whatever the soap operas are, you're turning them away. Anything that's sitting and holding you back from getting before the Lord, I'm talking about praying. I'm talking about praying without ceasing. So when these situations come, you already know that God is there with you and that it's not going to prosper, that it may form, but it's not going to prosper. I'm talking about showing compassion, love, loving on yourself, picking yourself up, getting yourself into a place where you ready to run instead of continuing to crawl all the time. You have passed the crawling stage. You have passed the walking stage. Now you ready to run with what God has already given you. Who am I talking to today? Who am I talking to today? Because see, one thing I know about my God is a God that blesses us. He blesses us. I know that my God is a God that meets us where we're at. I know that my God is a God that examines our hearts. See, our mind may have not, the heart speaks to the mind. Your heart may be pure, but it may have not already resonated up to the mind for you to have a renewed mind and not sit and think about what others are doing, because we sometimes get caught up, or we might be dealing with the wrong crowd, a crowd that's sitting and always talking negative instead of speaking positivity, always sitting and saying, I ain't, I can't, I won't, instead of saying, I will, I am, and it is done. So we have to sit and put ourselves in a place where we can receive what God has for us. And it has already, we've already been told. The word of God has already been sent forth. God has already spoken to let you know that it is okay for you to encourage yourself. It is okay for you to pour into yourself. It is okay for you to just get yourself together and stop worrying about the next person. Because as the word of God came forth yesterday, you can't give what you don't have. You cannot give. When you sitting and you taking out of your piggy bank, then you left broke, then you sitting around and you looking crazy and want to know where your help coming Amen. From. But see, your help had already came. Your help had already came. So I sit and say to you today, I sit and ask you, I challenge you on today to stop looking around for what God has for you, because it's already there. And if it's not there, I decree and declare that your mind change, that you will have a mind change, and that you will just constantly start decreeing and declaring the things that you want from God. You are speaking them into the atmosphere. Fear, speak things as if they already were. Show God that I'm a person that believes in you. Show God that I'm a person that trusts you. Show God that I'm a person that believes, that has faith in you. The faith, Father God, that would take me. It is his faith. Abraham, it was his faith that moved him. He was not moved. He was not. He believed every single word that God said to him. How did he get to that place, saint? He got to that place because he developed a personal relationship. You have already delivered. You have already gained your personal relationship from God. You've already been in a place where you've received deliverance, some type of deliverance. It's time for you now to remember the things that God has done for you, with you, and the things that he has spoken to you, your experience that you have had with God, and stop being afraid. Be focused on him. Don't be like Peter. Don't get out there and start walking on the water and your focus goes someplace else and then you start drowning. But the beauty of it is Jesus will come and he will give you his hand and pull you back up. But you don't want to go there. You're surpassed that. Your teachings that you have been receiving from 2020 alone, I'm not even going, ADM, we go way back. I know I'm coming, I'm barking up the 3 years, and I've been taught for 3 years. But you got to be into a place where you're ready to receive what God is saying. God has given you the neck that's sacrificing day in and day out, going before you into an intercessory to block those things that's trying to come up against you that you cannot see, so you can walk into the place where God has for you. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I know I'm talking to members. I know I'm talking to members because we get into a place and we overthink things. we think, then we speak about me. I overthink things instead of sitting and saying, okay, God say do it this way. If I sit and do it this way, this may happen. I challenge you to step out on faith today. I challenge you to step and walk into the waters, but don't you drown. You continue to walk. You get to your destination because God has already given you the talent. He's already given you the gift. All you need to do is work them. Work what God has already given you. Get you a business plan together if that's what you need. If you see a job that you want to see if you can be gainfully employed, go to the library, get on your computer, put you a resume together, put the facts, the truth, unadulterated facts, and then you step out on faith. If you got a bill that you are not in a place right now that you cannot pay, call the collector and let them know, I'm sorry, I can't pay this, but I can do it on this day. Stop being afraid. Walk out on the water, but don't be afraid. Don't you look back. And that's what happens. We are in a place, I'm telling you all, this is the timing for you to reap the benefits that God has prepared for you. This is a season for you to step out and go back and start picking up the aftermath of things that you have left behind because you were too busy, because you didn't realize that you had dropped some things. This is the time for you to go back and start counting up things that you might have thought that wasn't important enough, or you didn't feel like that it was going to help you. This is the timing. It's no mistake that song came on this morning. It's no mistake that this is October the 15th, a month of harvest time. People, listen to what the word of God is saying to you at this place and time. Don't be discouraged. Remember, weeping happens at night, but joy comes in the morning. Remember, you have the ability to speak things. You have the ability to talk things or say things. God said spoken words and an existence came. We are children of God. We are inheritance of the things that he was able to do. We are in his lineage, by the blood of Jesus. Jesus made us his brothers and sisters. We need to be in a place where we can receive what God has for us. And that's basically all that I have to say on today. I'm not sure if somebody else is on the line. If you want to chime in, if you want to come on in and say something, Apostle, I don't know if you're there. Monica, I'm Minister, and that Monica, I don't know if you're there, but I just needed to get off what God was saying to me, and I could be just transparent. I'm one of those people that he's speaking to. One thing that Apostle Temple teaches us, for those that don't know, that those that are not sitting up under the neck or ADM, is that when God, we have our own experiences, and God, he tells us something. The question he always asks us, well, what did God say to you? And when you sit and you allow that to resonate in your mind, and you stop every time you see these prophets or prophetess coming that's soliciting themselves, going and looking for a word, the word has already been spoken. God has already given you the word, but it may not have been a word that you chose to hear. You have to put yourself into a place where the chaos, the confusion, the lack of, you've got to put yourself in a place where you are ready to move forward. This is the time of moving forward. It is some people that have so many things under their belt because why? They trusted God. They believed in God. They put their work in action. They didn't sit and just lay down. Even if they failed, they was in a place of rebuilding. They wasn't too shame, too haughty, or at a place where I failed, so I'm just going to lay here because I don't want people to talk about me. So what if they talk about you? They talked about Jesus Christ. They definitely going to talk about you. You know better than he. So you need to put yourself in a place where you are willing what God has given you to work it out, to invest. If it's finance, invest in those finances. Don't be in a place where God has to come back and take it away from you, and then you have to go back into a rebuilding state. Be in that place right now where he has given you. You are a steward of it, and you do some research or whatever it is that you need to do. This lady is always offering her time in need. I'm going to turn it over to you, Apostle.
Oh, amen. I'm just agreeing and, just saying yes, and that's something that people you all have to have very important in your life. It's very important. Know what God is talking to you about. You got to understand that your vision is for you. Your plan, or the plan that God has for you, is for you. It's not for everybody else. And came across so many people that the production or the success in their life has been altered about from other people's and what other people think and other saying and different things that they are looking at and different things that people are watching. You know, you got to know what God says to you, and you begin to put a plan and begin to march, because at the end of the day, if you listen to what everybody or see or listen with your eyes, I want you to understand that, because a lot of us will listen with our eyes, you know, regardless of what our ears are hearing, and we'll just see and still get discouraged. You got to know what God says to you. It's so amazing to me how so many people have a word or know what God's saying about the world, and they know what, destruction is coming. God's pulling the sheet over these fake peoples and fake leaders, and God is exposing them. God said it, it's going to happen. But they don't have a clue what God said to them about their life. You know, and this is the misconception that the body of Christ have and the peoples of God have, you know, and we all into everything else, but we not even into our lives, you know, and it's something wrong to where we have more people that doesn't have income coming in their life, and they children of God. It's something wrong with this picture, you know, to where we looking for a handout, and we just need something. We need someone to put something on our tables because we don't have it. You know, it is something wrong with that picture. Amen. And this is saying, you know, we have to look at this thing, and we have to look at it. Is my walk is accountable to the Lord, or is accountable to everything else? And we got to understand that, and we have to take accountability of our own self-action. And this is where it's so important to where you know God and for yourself, and know God, know the plan that God has for you. And you don't even know, see, many people don't even know how to go in their connection, because they don't even know the plan for their life. You know, and a lot of people bring people in their connection and bring people in their life according to who like who, according to, I help you, you help me. We both in the place of surviving. And they bring people in their connection. Your connection should be the place to where the plan that God has for you, for that plan to be fulfilled. People that hold you accountable. People that also hear God for themselves, you know, and hold you accountable for hearing God for yourself. And so many people want people to tell them and want to have an itchy ear, but you need to know God for yourself. Your wealth is inside of you. Stop waiting on somebody to tell you where your wealth is at. Stop waiting on somebody to tell you where your finances is at. Now, you got to understand, wealth comes in so many ways. It just, you know, it comes in so many ways and come in so many different ways, regardless if it's finances, joy, peace, happiness, or whatever. You know, your wealth could come in. Wealth, you know, you look at wealth. Wealth could be simpler as I'm maintaining a job. You know, it's not all about, oh, I'm making these big bucks. It could be about I'm maintaining the job. Why is it so important? Well, when you're in a famine and so many jobs are closing down, you still maintaining yours. You're on top of the food chain. Y'all hear me? Amen? So your wealth could come in so many ways, and we just got to be recognized it. And that's why Scripture declares the smile is not small beginnings. Be thankful of all things, you know, and everything. And we have to understand that, peoples of God. I pray that you begin to wrap yourself up into God, not into what man says. And I pray, and I'm sending this out very strongly, and if you're on leadership and don't teaches you to get wrapped up in God, and it's always a principle pertaining to man and things dealing with man and man this, and you need to give the man, and you give the man over here, and God's going to wrap you up over here, and if you give me this here, God's going to do that there for you. Let me find somewhere else to go. It's time out for that nonsense, because people's lives, your life is at stake, amen, because at the end of the day, God don't play tip for tab. God don't play this game tip for tab, amen. It's either you're gonna walk within him or you're not. It's no tip for tab stuff going on. So, you know, you got to look at the Lord for your life. Hear God for yourself, amen. If you're having trouble with that, make sure you get up on the ministry that they're truly teaching you about hearing God, not for them, not for the church, not for our plan, not for our building fund, not for the church fundraiser, but hearing God for your life. Your life is the number one important life that God is concerned about right now. Your life, amen? And God want to do something for your life. God want to take care of your life, amen? And you need to be hearing God for who life? Your life. And you need to be walking with God for your life, amen? I know that probably sounds selfish, but at the end of the day, my God, when you and me, who got to stand up for you? Who going to see about you? Who looking over? Who name you calling on? Because on God for who life? Your life, amen? And at the end of the day, once I take care or focus on my life, now I can be able to do other things, amen? I could be able to do other things. So please remember that, saints of God. God cares about your life. He cares about building your life. And at the end of the day, as he building your life, guess what? Others that is connected to you are going to benefit, because you'll be able to issue out different things, even if it's opportunities, even if it's different things. And remember this, you ain't trying to take care of them. You just giving them a hand up, and we all coming up together, other than one by one, or somebody out there by themselves. No, we all coming up together. And I just thank God that he's using you, or he could use me, amen, for we all to do what? Come up together. Y'all hear me? Back to you, Evangelist.
There's, as again, the Spirit of the Lord always comes in, and the Holy Spirit is always our helpmate. So, again, you instructions have been given again. It's up to you to receive them, apply them, and learn to take care of self. It's a hard thing to swallow, because that's not what we have been taught. But if you sit and you look at yourself, I was talking to an old friend in Michigan that's on the line today, and she basically said, Nita, she heard Apostle Temple's word yesterday, and been in the church for years, and said, Apostle, she said, I never heard it taught that way before, but he spoke truth into my life. He spoke into my life, and that's something that I have to apply. That I've always been a giver, and now I'm at a place right now where I'm in a lack of finances. And I know it could be true that she's always been a giver and has given out so much. But yesterday, when the word of God, and that's what it's all about, when God can bring something forth and you receive it and you acknowledge it and then you apply it to yourself to do better. And that's what God is looking for us to do. He wants us to do better. He did not predestine us for us to live in a life of where we don't have. He predestined us to live as it is in heaven, so it be here on earth. So just take the nuggets, the word that God is giving you. Do your research. Just ask God, Father, I may have forgot what you told me. I may have forgot that this was here, was there. Go back and take a self-examination of yourself and your life. Don't stay in the past. Just look there, see what's what, and move forward. As you all know, and I'm going to always say it, I love my church home, and the reason I love my church home is because I have it all under one. You know, in Ephesians 4, it talks about the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the preacher, the pastor, and the teacher. And God has given me a gift. 'Cause see, those they're titles. but they're gifts from God. And God has given, has blessed me with all of those gifts under one roof. So I said, this is one thing that I'm not going to be selfish about. I'm going to invite you, if you do not have a church home, to join me and be blessed as I am, as my family is, as ABM, because not only are those gifts there, the gifts manifest. They manifest throughout the years that I have been there. And I want everybody to receive or be in a place right now where God, in a blessed station, that's what I want to call it, in a blessed station, a blessed house, where the benefits are being poured out. And the benefits are being poured out, and you know that there are benefits because the example is there before you. It's not something that's being said, but the walk is being walked. It's not, the talk is backed up by the walk. So I said, and I say to you all, everybody that's on the on this line under the sound of my voice, invite somebody else to come in and hear the teachings. We're also on at 11 a.m. on this same line. Bring somebody else in, because it's always a room for growth. It's always, you always want to be in a place where you hear the unadulterated truth. I know that we've been taught this or we've been taught that. It sometimes the teaching may have to be, it might have been a little bit strayed. And God has poured into my apostle, and he has received, and he's to the place where he has so much courage and confidence that he's willing to speak the unadulterated truth. And that's where you need to be in this time and season, because what you're used to in the past, it will be no more. God is a God that's moving in the future. And trust me, he's moving really and mightily fast. So I want you to be able to come and receive the word of God in spirit and in truth. It's not something made up. It ain't janky. It ain't all of that stuff mixed up with voodoo, hoodoo, whatever it is. It's the true, unadulterated word of God, and it's from a couple that truly, truly loves God. So come back with us. Meet us tomorrow morning. Bring somebody on with you that's in a place where they need to hear, and not only that, where God to receive them just where they're at, because at the end of the day, it's all about salvation and being in a place where you live eternity. So, again, come out. We want to just continue to be in a place where we're receiving. So, and we leave you all. Okay.
I just want to cut you off. You know, we want everyone to come out because, you know, we are in a day and a time to where it's very difficult for people to get ahead and different things like this. One thing that, you know, our whole mission, our whole goal is for your life to prosper. And one thing that we are very strong on and very teach, amen, you cannot give out water that you don't even have flowing in your own life. We first need to get the water flowing in your life, amen? And there's so many people that's up under this falsified curse that man done took the biblication of the Bible and really done turned around and put it on the people. Instead of us getting free, you getting stucker and stuck and stuck and stuck and stuck, amen? You got to understand, you cannot, a lot of times people say, well, I'm sowing a seed. You know, a lot of times it's not sowing a seed, you are spending a seed. How can you sow something that you don't have? You basically doing what you've been doing, but you're just doing it in another frame. Amen. So you basically still spending, but you just spending in another way because you ain't sowing anything because you don't even have a seed to sow. Or you don't have a seed to sow. And when you do get a seed to sow, your first seed that you need to sow is in your own life, because it's your life that God is trying to build. And a lot of times God take a lot of things away because a lot of times people don't be considerate of their life. And that's the life that God bless you with. God told you to be good stewards over your own life. Be good stewards over the things he don't bless you with. Stewards over the things that he done gave you. Amen. And some of you, he done gave you shelter. Some of you don't pray for shelter. You got it. Some of you don't pray for just food on the table. You got it. Some of you don't pray for vehicles, automobiles, transportation, and what? You got it. So you mean to tell me, you know, I'm going to neglect all that and just try to have the faith over here? That is not balanced. That is your first mission that you need to sow into, your responsibility that God bless you with. That way we don't walk around here losing. We're going to always win. I'm so sick. I'm just tired. It's a thorn in my side with the body of Christ, especially saints of God. Every season, they going through a losing season. We should be winning no matter if it's a dry season or a blessing season or drought or a famine or a wet season. We still should be capitalizing off each season. Even if God just got to maintain us through a famine, we just maintain. You know, I'm not worrying about increasing the increase. God just maintaining us through a famine. And this is where we should be, saints of God, but it's things that we have to do and it's things that we have to put in place first before we must get to the point of let me sow in over here or sow into that. Listen, I'm going to say this and I'm going to go. Whose ground better than sowing in other than your ground? You know, other than you just don't believe that your life is worth 2 cents. You know, if you or somebody don't believe that your life don't worth 2 cents, you ain't worth 2 cents, then I feel you, your ground ain't worth sowing into. Amen? But is anybody going to sit there and believe that their life is not worth 2 cents? We right here calling ourselves blessed. I'm blessed. You know, yeah, somebody get so deep on you, ask somebody how you're doing. Blessed and highly favored. Blessed and highly favored. Well, if you're blessed and highly favored, don't you think that's a ground that I want to sow into? Because I know what this person doing day in and day night, up and, you know, night and day and all that. Even though I believe certain grounds are blessed, but I really don't know. Let's be honest here. So many of you believe, a lot of you believe that Pastor Ground is blessed. Do you really know? Absolutely. How? Because you ain't with Pastor his life. You ain't walking with him. You ain't throughout his day. Y'all don't know what they got going on. All you hear is what is being applied and what has been said right now. Amen? So that is a form of belief. You believe. But what is a form of fact is your life. What is a form of fact is your walk. What is a form of fact is you. You are the person that has the fact in the life for your life. Could walk in blessing, can be blessed, could walk in prosperity. You have the fact. So, in other words, get yourself together, lift yourself up, stop the plan, stop the foolishness, and begin to live a blessed life to where when you sow back into yourself, you're going to begin to see the prosperity or the return comes right back into where? Your own house. It's that simple. Then guess what? Now I just sow and practice other principles in other places. So let's go ahead and get the facts. Let's get this together. Amen? Amen. Evangelist, I'm out. All right.
All right. See you all tomorrow, 7 a.m. Be there. We love you. Peace, love, and happiness.